Previously on Red Rock Mysteries.
Danny Ingram.
What?
The guy who attacked Cammy and Tracy. Look, the door to Sam's office is open. What if there's someone up there?
Just be ready. As soon as I open this door...
Bryce, look! Fridge.
Whoa. Nothing left. All his sodas, gone. Fruit, gone. And, his special coffee beans, gone.
The garbage can is turned over, and the bag is missing.
This is weird. I mean, who would steal fruit or coffee beans or a garbage bag?
Could it be Boo? I think he knows where we live.
Can we not mention his name?
What? Boo?
Exactly.
Mom, this doesn't make any sense. Why not call the police?
Sam said not to.
But...
He went to get the flashlight. You guys can ask him.
Come on, Bryce.
Coming.
So, sure enough, my office has been ransacked. My coffee beans have been ransacked.
We didn't touch anything, in case we can get fingerprints.
Guessing whoever it was used the garbage bag to load up the fridge. And my coffee beans.
Pippin and Frodo are really worked up. I don't see anyone out there.
Let's head back to the house.
So, why don't we call the police? Is it the same reason you don't want us talking about Goldtown?
I just don't think we should involve them. Not yet. Whoever it was could have taken the ATVs or the computers, but they didn't. They took my coffee beans. If they come back, we'll stick Pippin and Frodo on them.
Yes, our horrifying hobbit hounds.
Find anything?
Whoever it was took sodas and sandwiches. I'm guessing a kid.
Andy took your coffee beans.
Why? Why would he do such a thing?
Well, maybe it's a kid with a thing for caffeine.
This is not very comforting. Do you think it's...
I think we'll be fine.
Did they cancel the sleepover thing at the school?
No, we're still on for tonight.
What's that?
Oh, the elementary school sponsored a no TV week. Every kid who survived the whole week without TV gets to go to a sleepover at the school. You know, games, clowns, movies, that kind of thing. Mrs. Genlo asked the kids and me to help out. I thought I told you about it. It's been kind of hard to catch up with you.
I know.
Well, they were talking about canceling it with all the stuff going on with this creepy guy.
But it's definitely a go.
Yeah.
You okay with that, Sam?
Just keep alert.
We will.
Hey, you ready to go? Mom's asking.
Just about. So, Skeeter gave me a yellow tulip today.
Oh.
It was sweet of him. I try to be grateful without being too grateful, you know? Well,
he was gonna give you a red one.
Did you tell him?
I didn't tell him why. You think you'll ever like red again?
Oh, it's weird, I know, but...
No, I get it.
You're one of the few.
Come on, kids!
I'm coming.
I want to thank all you volunteers for helping us tonight. It really means a lot. Okay, let's go over the schedule. 7 p.m., the kids arrive. We'll have games and activities all through the night, along with special events. At 8, it's Ding Dong the Clown and his dancing disco pigs. Then at 9, we have a special safety presentation with Cammy and Tracy. With all the talk about the assault, we don't want to sweep this under the rug. Make the kids aware so they can keep alert. At 10 o'clock, Catherine, you'll share your story.
Got it.
Mrs. Jenna?
Yes, Ashley.
What about the bonfire? That was always one of my favorite parts.
I'm sorry to say, but we decided in light of the situation right now to cancel the bonfire.
Oh,
So we're keeping everything indoors this year. Well, if there aren't any more questions, then here we go. Thank you again, everyone. Ashley?
Yes, ma'am?
I've got a special assignment for you, if you're up for it.
Sure.
It's a fifth grader.
Just one?
His name is Wally. And speaking of Wally, there he is, coming up the sidewalk now.
The one with the thick glasses?
Yes. He's a little slower than the rest of the students. And he's been known to wander. It would help if you could stay with him until midnight. Can you do that?
Yes, ma'am.
I remember one of your dreams was to work with special ed students.
You remembered that?
Of course. I'm sure you'll do a wonderful job.
Thank you, Mrs. Genlow. Okay, Wally. If I remember now, the restroom is right next to the technology room, right?
Yep, you're right.
Okay, so that must mean... Wait a second. Bryce?
Hmm?
What are you doing in the technology room?
I can't stand Ding Dong the Clown. Mrs. Genlow said I could take a break.
Why are you looking up Sam's name?
Just a little investigating. But something's unusual. Look, when I type in Samuel Timberline, look, I get a water well survey in Louisiana, a bus route in Texas, and a magazine about the sawmill industry, but nothing about Sam.
Yeah?
I gotta go.
And when I search for our address with our phone number...
Error.
And Sam's office number...
Error again.
I really gotta go.
And our home address...
No information for that listing.
I really, really, really gotta go.
But when I type in any address from our neighbors, I get complete listings.
Yeah. Something's weird, all right. Wally! I am so sorry.
Say, kids, how would you like me to pull a balloon out of my big red nose? Here we go.
Ew, that's so gross.
There. Now, who would like my bright green balloon? Well, I bet Mrs. Genlow wants it. Here, Mrs. Genlow. Here, Mrs. Genlow. Here, Mrs. Oh, my. I lost all my ding-dong ping-pong balls. Well, at least I didn't lose my marbles. Whoa! It looks like it's time for the illustrious Ding Dong's Dancing Disco Pig Show!
You're up soon, Mom. Oh, great. I was just thinking, I don't have dancing disco pigs.
But you're a great writer, Mom.
Oh, great for me.
Ding Dong for that experience. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed that. I really can't. All right, is everybody having fun?
Yay!
Well, tonight we have some very special guests. Please welcome Officer Ormsby and his police dog, Max. Plus, two girls who used to attend this school when they were your age. They've come here tonight with a very special message, especially for you. These were the girls who were attacked after walking home from school. And I want to make it clear, this isn't to scare you. It's to make you aware and alert. You've all heard different things about what happened that day. Let's talk about what really happened and what we can all do to keep safe. Here's Tracy Elliott and Cammy Michael.
Hi, we just wanted to tell you what happened to us. See, we want to keep you all safe. So, well, we were walking past the Tutu Cafe and we weren't really like paying attention. So this guy, he jumps out and grabs us like around our necks and he dragged us both to this little shed.
Yeah, so he takes duct tape and he covers our mouths and then he ties our wrists together.
And we tried to scream, but we couldn't.
So you gotta be careful. You gotta be aware of what's going on around you.
And if somebody grabs you, scream. I mean, like, we were too shocked at first to even scream.
We hope you learn from our mistake and stay safe. Red Rock is not that big, but it only takes one bad guy to mess everything up.
Oh no, Wally? Wally, where are you? Wally? Wally? Where are you?
What's going on?
Wally, he's gone. I was watching Tracy and Cammy and he just poof, disappears. I've got to find him. Please help me.
Okay, I will.
Bryce, what if that guy gets him? It's all my fault.
Look, just calm down, okay? I'll check the boys' room.
Wally?
Wally? Wally, where did you go?
Nada. I'll check the playground.
Be careful.
Keep checking the halls. I'll let you know if I find anything outside. Huh. This playground looks really creepy at night. Okay, kid, you better show up. And that would be the door locking behind me. Oh, just great. What is that? Hello? Hello? Ah! Oh, a fox. It's just a fox. Just a fox. What is that? Wally? Wally, is that you? Oh, it's the flagpole. Just the flagpole. Wally? Wally?
Ashley, where's Wally?
I was watching the presentation and...
You lost him?
Yes.
Oh, no. Ashley, we have an attacker out there somewhere.
I know,
we have no idea where he is or where he'll attack next. He could be...
It's okay. Really, it's just Bryce. He just got locked outside.
Bryce?
Thanks.
Bryce, what are you doing outside?
Looking for Wally.
Get inside, quickly. You both better pray we find Wally. And find him fast.
Wait, I have an idea.
Where are you going? Ashley?
She does that.
Officer Armsby!
Something wrong?
Yes, I was supposed to watch Wally tonight.
Wally? Love that kid.
Well, Wally is missing.
Oh?
Max is a sniffer dog, right?
Well, he's a tracking dog, yes. But I need something that Wally owns.
Here, I have his backpack.
Oh, good job. Okay, Max. Check it out, boy. Let's go get him, Max.
I sure hope this works.
Keep going, Max.
He's stopping.
I think he smells something under that pile of jackets. Come on.
Wally? Wally! Oh.
You found me.
Good boy, Max.
Okay, Ashley. Now you're it.
Oh, Wally.
Ashley. Mm. Hey, baby girl, rise and shine.
I don't feel like rising or shining.
You and I have an appointment this morning. Remember? Ladies meeting at the Toot Toot Cafe?
I think I'm all tooted out.
I know.
Long night.
Your brother was a mess going to basketball practice this morning. Mm. Come. Here's some hot Belgian waffles waiting for you. Well, that was fun. What did you think about what Mrs. Ogilvy said?
To be honest, I was thinking more about Belgian waffles and slate.
Mm. No.
What?
I forgot to leave a tip on the table. I'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, hi, Mr. Crumpus.
Hi, Ashley. So let me guess, Belgian waffles this morning?
Yep.
You ought to branch out and try some of our new skillets. Get you some country fries and eggs and bacon, and you can eat it right out of the skillet.
Thanks, but I'm a diehard Belgian waffle fan.
I understand.
Wow, it's hard to believe that guy used to sit right here.
Oh, Danny? Yeah, I'm sorry about that whole thing.
Does he live around here?
Up there, near Mount Raspberry. The police have been looking for him. I don't know.
You don't think he's guilty?
Well, Danny's had his share of trouble. All started with the accident.
What accident?
Long time ago. Never thought he could attack anyone, though.
Running off makes him look guilty.
Well, maybe he knew. Nobody'd believe him. All I know is that boy would never hurt anyone. What are people thinking? What would I do, let a guy run around here and feed him from my own grill if he hurt children? Oh, I'm sorry. I get all worked up about it. I'm afraid for him. He was so close to turning around.
What do you mean?
Well, Ellen and I talked to him about working here, maybe going to church with us. It's a shame what's happened.
Hey, Bryce, got some news. Whoa, what happened to you?
My nose encountered a basketball.
It looks like a big fat strawberry.
Yeah, thanks. Dylan got me 6 Band-Aids.
Okay. Got some more information on this Danny guy. There was some kind of accident or something.
Hey, Bryce, you ready to go?
Yes, sir. Coming.
Where are you going?
Jeff's house.
Oh. How's he doing?
He's starting to lose his hair. He says the chemo treatments are pretty rough.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Well, we can talk later. We've got to find out more from Danny's parents.
Well, how?
I don't know. Wait, I do know. Candles!
Huh? Hey, Jeff.
Wow, what happened to your nose? I would even say it glows. What do all the other reindeer say?
They're laughing and calling me names.
Figures. I've been there. Hey, something I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah?
I can't just talk to anybody. I figured you could handle it.
Why?
Because of what happened to your dad. See, lots of Christians give me all these verses they've memorized. They tell me God's good. I know he is, but that doesn't make my chemo any less painful or help me face what's going to happen.
You know I don't like it when you talk like this. Why can't we just have a normal conversation? You know, like everybody else. Live life, you know?
We're all going to die, Bryce. Some sooner than others. Look at this. Something I got from this comedian.
It's not that I'm afraid to die. I just don't want to be there when it happens.
Yeah.
So, did you ever think it'd be great if you could just live a normal life?
Sure, but I don't know. It might be boring. Besides, I think normal is just some place we just make up in our heads.
So, speaking of heads, what's going on inside that head of yours?
Oh, yeah. Take a look at my computer.
Okay. Something about a bike race?
All the money goes for cancer research. It's something I really want to do this summer, if I'm strong enough. I know I can't do it by myself. My dad can't go because of his back, so can you go with me?
Well, I'd like to, sure, but...
Don't worry. I've already worked it all out. I can get one of those tandem bikes, you know, the kind that 2 people can ride. They can fit it with oxygen or whatever.
Okay.
So, would you go with me?
Why me?
Because it's something we can look back on and laugh about.
That's your reason?
Why not? Come on.
You don't even need a tandem. You'd beat me by a couple of miles.
Bryce!
Hey, going for a ride?
Yep. So, how's Jeff?
Well, he's amazing. I mean, he's Jeff.
Hey, wanna come ride? Sam said it'd be okay as long as we stayed close.
Sure. Where?
We're gonna sell candles.
I can't think of anything else in the world I'd rather not do.
It's our cover. Mrs. Watson told me where the Ingrams live. Come on. Oh,
candles? I love selling candles.
There you go. Hurry! So, Mrs. Mrs. Watson said their house is like a fortress with a big old fence around it. They're real secret kind of people.
You think that Danny guy could be hiding out there?
No, the police would have found him.
Well, unless he's hiding.
Mrs. Watson also told me stuff about Sam.
Wait, she did?
This must be it.
Ingram's place?
Huh? Barbed wire fence, check. Gate with an intercom, check. Long, scary driveway, check. And a no trespassing sign, check.
We need to get out of here, check.
I'll bet their house is at the top of that hill.
Okay, hold on. What did Mrs. Watson say about Sam?
She said that when Sam and Lee moved in, she offered to cook for him. She thinks he did some kind of work for the military. Lots of pilots around here are former Air Force, so...
Well, think about it, Ash. We don't know much about Sam. I mean, not really. He never mentioned anything about his parents. I mean, except for the pictures he shows us. We don't know what he did before Mom met him, except for that he flew famous people around. I mean, for all we know, he could be mixed up with those gold robbers or... Ashley, get down!
Yikes! Who's behind that gun? And why would he fire at Bryce and Ashley? Meanwhile, there's another mystery in the works, like, who is Sam, really? Lots of questions, and each mystery seems to reveal another one. That's part of the fun of Red Rock Mysteries. If you like a good mystery, you might be curious to know how Red Rock Mysteries even got started. And that's one mystery that we can solve for you right now. Here's Chris Fabry, one of the original writers. Hey, Chris, what inspired you to start Red Rock Mysteries?
Jerry Jenkins and I are voracious readers, and we read Hardy Boys books when we were kids. And my wife, and probably his wife, Diana, too, read Nancy Drew mysteries. So when the opportunity came up to do a longer series, we did like 15 books, to do that series about some kind of mystery, we decided we would try to meld the two and pick these twins that are both Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew.
We enjoy Red Rock Mysteries a lot, but I'm wondering, what do you like most about it?
I think the thing I like most about the series is the fact that these kids, there's an awful lot of tension in their lives, and it's not just external. It's not just the bully or solving the mysteries or, you know, an older person who's in trouble or somebody stolen something. There's a lot of internal struggle that they have. And of course, they've gone through a lot of loss. Their father passed away, died in a horrific way. Their mother has gotten remarried and there's this blended family. There is a spiritual mismatch. And this is the huge hook for me. It was Bryce and Ashley dealing, and their mom, dealing with a stepdad who is not a Christian and a stepsister who's not a Christian, and all of the internal struggle that comes from that. How do they act in this situation? I just want the readers and the listeners to feel like these are real people who are really struggling through a lot of loss and a lot of pain, and God is active in their lives.
Thanks, Chris.
Zach, it's great to be with you.
Red Rock Mysteries is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, which is a listener-supported ministry. Today's episode, Stolen Secrets Part 2, was adapted by John Fornoff and directed by Steve O'Dell. Post-production by Todd Bastide, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Terry Ritchie, and I'm Zach. Come on back next time for more Red Rock Mysteries.